Hey, yo, we are back with another episode of Comic Saturday. Oh my goodness. If y'all remember what happened last week on the Blue Beetle Scarab Wars Chapter 1, at the end of it, some random person just came into Ted Kord's lab and called him an imposter. And basically, it seemed like he killed him. Like straight just jabbed to the chest. Oh, who is this masked beetle? Maybe? The Reach? The Horizon? Who is this masked person? Oh, we're about to find out today on the next issue of Blue Beetle Scarab Wars Chapter 2. Y'all ready? Let's go. Ted Kord, a crushed beetle. Oh, Ted, who did this to you? After all he's been through, what's important, he's alive. We'll make sure he gets the help he needs. As we see Guy Gardner and Booster Gold in the hospital room looking after Ted Kord. Someone goes after one of us, they go after all of us. When I get back to Earth, there'll be hell to pay for sure, says Guy. We all want to find this monster guy, but look at Jaime. He's been waiting in the hospital all night. Someone needs to comfort him, lift his spirits, and tell him to get some sleep. Tora, they all say. I know. Scarab War, Chapter 2. Jaime, you've done everything you can. We're here now. Ted needs to rest, and so do you. Why didn't he let us know he was in trouble? I know it hurts, but don't worry. We're going to figure this out. Why did he have to be alone? Ted is the best we've got, and everyone is shaking right now. It's okay to feel this way. There's just these doubts in my head, like this is my mistake. Like, it's my fault. The last time something like this happened, we all blamed ourselves on some level. We blamed each other. It fractured us. And it took you to help us find each other again. We're going to take Ted to a safe location. Booster has some place, some time where he can heal. Do you want to come with us? No, I need to stay here. But in his mind, Jaime is saying, but why hasn't she visited? She should have been here by now. What are you talking about? Who hasn't visited? Ted's sister. Dun, dun, dun. Make that seem so. Dun, dun, dun. Victoria Kord. So, this is where my brother was stabbed, huh? These heat burns are everywhere. Where are these sensitive readings, Lionel? Readings are inclusive, Miss Kord. Any deviance in radiation levels? Tachyon particles? Interference? Polytrichions? Variances? Zeta beams? None, ma'am. No discrepancies of any kind detected. Gather your things and leave before security drags us out. Miss Kord, please. It's for the shareholders, you see. They simply don't tolerate incompetence. This whole endeavor is littered with amateurs. Speaking of, where's that new assistant of mine? Brenda! Yes, Miss Kord. Show me the surveillance footage again. The optics team was able to filter the image. It's the best they could do, make it before the cameras were destroyed. Strange. It's not much, but it's a start. Adequate work. Keep at it and maybe my lawyers will forget about you and your friends stealing my property. Whoever this is, Teddy, I'm going to find them and teach them a lesson. You never mess with the Kord. Are you worried, Shomada? They're at the Estrella Plaza Hotel. About what happened to Ted Kord? Honestly, Roma, not really. I guess they were looking out for Jaime. Both he and his sister locked me up for days. It's a lot more complicated than that. Ted seems nice, but I'm just not sure I could ever trust them. Complicated is right. What have our lives turned into? When my beetle Omex found me in my classroom in El Salvador, it took control. I was flooded with the Horizon's anger, their fears about the Reach. I was determined to destroy the Blue Beetle for them, no matter what the cause. With my new super strength, I almost did. But Jaime showed me his heart, his compassion. I resisted Omex, and now we work together to build a brighter future for the Horizon. This story's like mine. I was in my record store in Bloodhaven when I felt something crawl into my arm. Before I knew it, my beetle, Noldar, had lodged itself into my arm permanently. everything after that was a blur. Going to Palmera City, gaining my shape-shifting powers, fighting Starfire, all of it. But when Starfire touched me, I felt in control again. I think it helped me wake up. I know we have new responsibilities. I just miss my old life. Don't you feel like you traded one prison for another? We're making excellent progress. Soon we will have structures for all of us, and we can refocus our efforts on repairing the starship. Says Oli. I have grown to care for this planet, Father, but the people on it have concerned me. Humans are warlike and fearful. This, their nature. But they are also capable of incredible compassion. We merely have to prove them that we are not just and noble. The work will be slow, but I'm convinced their fears can be assuaged in time. And if not, Father? If not, I have contingency in places. My calling is to protect my people no matter the cost, as is yours. Never forget that. Boom! The village! Who is that? As the man enters that almost killed Ted Kord, I come to destroy the false scarabs and their creator. Hey, jackass! We heard you were looking for us. It's never too late to surrender. Father, run! We're under attack! You wear the armor of the Reach. More imitators, more distractions. You're the one who attacked Ted Kord, aren't you? We won't go down so easily. We'll see about that. What the? As this random red character just flies right through Natita and just attacks her, slices her from the back. Roma! I got you. It's going to be okay. As Dionysus catches her. What was that about surrender? Pathetic, as Dionysus attacks him. We need to help her. I have an idea. I'm activating the ship's defenses now, as Olmi does. Choo-choo-choo-choo. Huh? Impossible, as this random character dodges all the defenses. Dionysus attacks. What do you want? From you, you have nothing for me. But I wonder if... As he just drops Dionysus to the ground. Yes, your power will do for now. He sucks the scarab life, Olek, out of Dionysus' body. No! She kicks him in the face. What did you do? I feel so weak, broken, almost... The champions! We must evacuate, says the leader of the Horizon. Quiet! Father! No! Oli holding her dying father in her arms. This random character attacked him. Listen to me. The attacker is not of the Horizon nor the Reach. Remember your duties. Protect them. Oli says, father, as Blue Beetle comes in. Oh my god, who are you? Not now. Not yet. As he blows up the Horizon. As he disappears. Excuse me. I can't see, Shomada says. Sensors malfunctioning. What? What just happened? We lost. Shomada, Roma, are you okay? I don't know what happened, Jaime. I did everything I could, but my attacks weren't right through him. Where were you? Oli asks Jaime. Shepard, Od, is he? He's alive. No thanks to you. These symbols. Kaji, what am I seeing? The symbols are arcane in origin. Jaime Reyes, a hybrid of ancient Egyptian and unknown glyphs. Arcane? You mean magic? Magic. What is it? I need to call my ex. Wait, who the hell is that? Next, Tracy 13 and the mystery of the blood scarab. That was a kind of a quick one. I feel like all these little comic things are kind of quick. But yeah, whoo. Yo, so we're going to call this red dude, the Blood Scarab, because one, we don't know what his real name is, but he wants something. And he took Shiomata Dynaste, the Yellow Beetle's powers, seems like. He grabbed her neck, or they grabbed her neck, and just sucked everything out of her. Nitida, also known as Roma, Green Beetle, excuse me, could do anything about it. It's like they were defenseless. Something about this person is Egyptian with magical powers. Who is this person? Who is this alien? Who is this being? What will happen next on the Scarab War, Chapter 3? As y'all always know, go follow me on YouTube. Go hit me up on TikTok. Go hit me up on, I can't remember half myself sometimes, on Twitch. Or either CJ Mellow 22, CJ underscore Mellow 22, or just CJ.Mellow. Usually they all have the same logo. You know what I'm saying? The Rhino logo with the reading the book. You know what I'm saying? So go hit me up. Go tell your people about me. Let's go. You know what it is. What's going to happen in Chapter 3? Ooh, it's getting saucy. All right. Until next time, y'all. Always and forever. One love. Peace.